Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I am your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 15 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself. Trust yourself if you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or any new perceptions about something. Know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breath moving in and out. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe and notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself looking up towards an outstanding display of a stunning star-lit sky. It is early evening, and the sky is just starting to look more dark blue and inky. It feels like a special night, as there are so many stars out. The stars illuminate the night sky like diamonds, for they are so sparkly and luminous. Know, just by showing up here now, that you are prepared for this exciting exploration of your potential and discovery regarding your own wishes and dreams for your life. As you look around, you realize that you find yourself at the top of a large hill. And as you look to your left, you see a sign that says, "Welcome to the Starlight Observatory and Personal Innovation Center." Next, you step on the welcome mat and you hear a voice. Where you find yourself on a scale of 0 to 5, where is your current energy level? 0 being low energy, where you feel quite tired or exhausted, and on the other side of the continuum, 5, where you feel fully charged and have a very high energy and level of vitality. Know that this is just a snapshot to help locate yourself in this moment, knowing that you can set the intention to be open to receiving more boost to your energy level as you move through this exploration. Next, you take a pamphlet from a stack that has been left near the welcome sign. You read the pamphlet and it says, "This is where you will be given an opportunity to capture some inspiration, as well as to map out and create an inner blueprint for some new possibilities for innovation in your own life." You walk over to the entrance of the dome-shaped observatory and are greeted by a man named Apollo. Apollo is an innovator and is well known for helping people spark their own creative innovations by working with the inspirations that they have received. Apollo explains he is there as your ally to help you fine-tune some of your own receiving systems. He is there to help you to become more of a receiver of inspiration and to learn how to capture some of your own wishes, dreams, and desires. This exploration is about wishing upon a star, so to speak, and being open to receiving signals and flashes of inspiration that can help guide you to create a blueprint, then to invite that blueprint to animate more fully within you in order to motivate you onwards and upwards to setting goals in order to reach your heart's desire. This is an important part of the process, Apollo explains, for turning the invisible of inspiration into the visible. For this takes planning, effort, and action to create new things that matter to you, that you want to bring into form into your life. Apollo extends his hand to shake yours, and when your hands connect, you feel a gentle surge of electric energy fill your hand and body, and you notice that it makes you feel good. He smiles and says, "That is to get you a little power surge so that you are ready to take in and receive further during this time together." You notice that Apollo has a custom-made dark blue shirt on that seems to look like a version of the night sky, for there on his shirt are twinkling lights. And you are given the same version as his long-sleeved shirt for you to wear. As you put the shirt on, you become aware of a slight humming and vibration as the shirt touches your body. You realize that you now have received a second energy boost since you've been here. Apollo invites you to touch one of the starlights that is now illuminated on your shirt sleeve and to take a moment to reflect upon a heartfelt wish that you want to animate more fully. You take a few moments and imagine your wish, and then you further imagine your wish being animated. As you begin to receiving guidance, you lift your arms wide towards the night sky in a gesture of openness and gratitude to receiving and achieving your dream and wish. Next, Apollo brings you to a round, special remembering sphere that is located in the middle of the observatory. There are two spheres there. Apollo has one and you have one. Together, you put your hand on your own sphere, and the other hand you put near your heart. You realize that as soon as you touch the sphere, you can glimpse yourself at different high points in your life when you were lit up and engaged, where you felt very vital and on top of the world. You make note of even the small seconds in your life where you felt that way. Apollo invites you to imagine what are some of the flashes of insight that have been coming to you lately. They could be thoughts or even glimpses of inspiration that were fleeting yet unmistakable inspirations, some like minute lightning strikes. You ponder this for a moment, and you are guided to move back outside, where you are asked to look up towards the starry heaven and to set an intention to be open to receiving new flashes or glimpses of inspiration meant especially for you. You realize, as you are thinking about this, that a shooting star is coming towards you. You aren't afraid, you are excited on some levels, and gently you find that this starlight lands into your hands. It is brilliantly beautiful, and you can sense the energy of it as being so unique and alive. Apollo suggests that you think of it as receiving a ball of starlight, as if it was Play-Doh, that is alive and in need of your unique inspiration and innovation to make it into something you are desiring and wishing for at a very deep, heartfelt level. Know that you will be able to tap into this starlight energy even once you leave this place. And you notice that as quickly as the starlight came to you, now the starlight shoots out of your hands and takes its place back in the night sky. You realize on some deep level that you have been imprinted by the starlight energy around your wish and your dream. Apollo alerts you to be aware that once you leave this space, sometimes there is guidance that is meant for you that can come through your nighttime dreams and even through messages during your everyday awake life, such as if you read a headline in a magazine or see a message on a poster that seems to resonate with you, or perhaps you overhear a conversation that seems to have a confirming message about your wishes and dreams, or perhaps gives you ideas for mapping out the next few steps towards your goals. Next, Apollo invites you to touch one of the sparkling white lights on your shirt sleeve, one that is near your right wrist that is flashing rapidly now. Touching this particular light will activate an interior radar tracking device within your body's systems that can start to attract specific people, places, and things that can help you to work more intimately and purposefully towards your goals and inspirations. As you prepare to leave this space, you thank Apollo and the stars and the spheres of light and all of the elements that helped you explore this space, for they've all helped you to become more in touch with your own starlight and perhaps creative inspirations and your heart's desires and wishes. Know that you can come back here anytime to recapture and re-envision the energy of your own wishes and dreams and connect to starlight and inspiration. Apollo shows you back to the entrance of the observatory and you find yourself standing on the welcome mat. And this time you're able to see and gauge if your energy numbers have shifted during your time that you've spent here. You take note from 0 to 5, the number that you feel you fall within now. As you say goodbye, Apollo leaves you with his quote of inspiration. No wishes are silly. No dreams remain dreams for those committed to clear and definitive goals. You take a few moments to relax and rest. And when it feels right, you can slowly start to wiggle your toes and your fingers. And slowly you can make your way back into a seated position and take the time now, if you would like, to write down any notes or to journal. I would like to thank you for spending some of your time with me, and I hope you continue to wish upon a star and that you shine brightly with your own starlight. Until next time, I wish you well.